thank you, my God. Ela shato que tenemos sacrifete de por na pasta. Ite erisifringana masai. We thank you, Jesus. Marabasita rike tenemosa. Makatende kaba. Makatende kamarua. Marabasika undande le meshara masute le makos. Ah, rebe sando rike duro kite le mesunda re mandesha da baha. Makatendeka Jesu. Makatendeka Mariwa. Makarabesha de Brada Shatara Batsuma Tete de Mikesu. Makadobele Sleda Kanza Nibela in Afraka of the Dead Mafarades. Oh, we ask for your grace this morning. Oh, Bekadobasha Dabana Sakauka Nasita Bambines. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. Let us open our Bibles to the book of Romans, chapter 8. Praise God, hallelujah. Romans chapter 8. To give you glory, O God. You are God and there is no one else. You are God and there is no one else. And we give you praise and honor, my Father, this morning. From the bottom of our hearts, O God, from the bottom of our hearts, O God, we praise your name and we worship you, Lord. Romans chapter 8, I will be reading verse 14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. The title of my message this morning is Led by the Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, the scripture that we have read tells us that the true sons of God are those that are led by the Spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Being led by the Spirit of God goes beyond reading your Bible and following what is written therein. Amen.
Amen.
But being led by the Spirit speaks about allowing the Spirit of God that God has given us to direct our lives, as taught and as exemplified in the biblical records. In Jesus' name, amen. Being not sensitive to the leading of the Holy Spirit grieves the Holy Spirit. God did not give us the Bible only, but God also gave us His Spirit. Jesus would have gone to heaven and never have spoken of the Spirit of God if it was not important. He would have said, you know, you have the scriptures. I am going to heaven and I will come back again. But Jesus did not say that. Although he knew that the scriptures we have, yet he said, I am going to give you the promise of the Father, and I am going to give you the Holy Spirit, because he knew the importance of the Spirit of God in your life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Being led by the Spirit of God is so important that as a believer, you cannot do without it. Paul, in this verse that we read, said, those who are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Which means he's saying, we cannot say you are the sons of God if you are not led by the Spirit of God. We cannot say you are the true sons of God if you are not led by the Spirit of God. You know, when we are talking of being led by the Spirit, the way which is called led here just comes from the word lead, and it comes from the word lead, which means to go before or go ahead of someone. Hallelujah. So the Bible here is telling us that those who are called the children of God, these are they which allow the Holy Spirit to go ahead of them. These are they which allow the Holy Spirit to direct their lives. You know, if you read this chapter, Romans chapter 8, before we come to this verse, you know, Paul was saying, you must be led by the Spirit and not the flesh. Amen. Because if you are led by the flesh, you shall die. Because the flesh always leads you to sin. The flesh always leads you to that which is contrary to God. You know, before you were saved, you know what you were like? You were like a stone, which if anyone would throw in the air, because of gravity, it will always come down. But I will also lift up. The nature of sin, the power of sin, was like gravity in your life. It always pulled you down. Just like when you throw a stone in the air, it will always come down because of the power of gravity. That's why the Bible says, if anyone is in the flesh, this person can never please God. But Paul goes on to say, but you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if the Spirit of God dwells in you, and the Spirit of God has given you power over the power of the flesh. Now, if you are in Christ and the Spirit of God is in your life, you are no longer like that stone, but you are like a bird, which if anyone would throw in there, even though the power of gravity is there, yet in the bird there is power for it to fly away and not to fall down. So when you receive the Spirit of God in your life, you are no longer a slave to the demand of your flesh, but you have power through the Spirit of God to overcome the power of the flesh in your life. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen.
So the Spirit of God must direct the affairs of your life. Jesus said the Holy Spirit shall lead you. The Holy Spirit shall teach you. He shall guide you. He shall show you things to come. What was he saying? In short, he was saying the Holy Spirit shall lead you. He shall lead you by showing you the truth. He shall lead you by teaching you. He shall lead you by guiding you. He shall teach you by showing you all things. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, this is not a strange thing. Jesus never said what the Pharisees wanted him to say. All the Sadducees, all the scribes, all the teachers of the law. He did not say what they wanted to hear. But Jesus always said what the Father was saying or revealing to him at that moment. Even if what he said put him at loggerheads with the people, yet he continued to speak that which the Father said he must speak. Ladies and gentlemen, if we are led by the Spirit of God, we are not men pleasers. If you claim to be led by the Holy Spirit, you are not a man pleaser, but you are a God pleaser. Amen. I'm telling you the truth. If you are someone who has decided to be led by the Holy Spirit, you are not a man pleaser, but you have decided to be a God pleaser. No matter the consequences that may come in your life, you have decided to please God and not man. The prophets of old, they are men who knew the heart of God. They were men who knew what God wanted. And most of the time, they were left alone. Most of the time, they were rejected by the people. And most of the time, even their hearts were down. And it took God and the Spirit of God to encourage them. At one time, Jeremiah said, Lord, I will not preach this one. I shall not preach it because of the suffering that I am seeing. Because of the suffering that I am experiencing, I will quit preaching this word. Because when he preached it, the leaders of the people, they took him, they beat him. The leaders of the people, they took him, and they threw him in a well. And he said, Lord, I shall not preach this word. But the Bible says, but God's word was like a fire in his bones. He could not sit. He could not stay. He had to stand up and declare the word. He had to stand up and preach the word. Amen. And at one time, Jeremiah thought in all the world, he only had God on his side. That's what he thought. I am alone, Lord. But yet the Lord would not relent. He said, Jeremiah, go forth. Jeremiah, continue preaching the word. Jeremiah, no matter what you are facing in your life, continue preaching the word. Jeremiah, no matter what is coming, continue declaring the word of God. Because the Lord knew, because of the disobedience of Israel, Israel was going to get defeated because of the Babylonians. And because the Lord loved Israel, he said, Jeremiah, continue preaching. Jeremiah, no matter what you are facing, continue preaching. Jeremiah, even though the people do not seem to hear the word that you preach, continue preaching it. Amen. The same thing happened to the prophet Ezekiel. The Lord said, Ezekiel, you seem to be like a nice song to your people. Because you preach, you prophesy to them. They like hearing you prophesy. them. But when these things shall come to pass, they shall know that a prophet was among them.
Amen.
At the moment, they do not say that. At the moment, they will not believe that. But when the moment comes, the time of the fulfillment of the word that I'm speaking through you, they shall say truly, a prophet was amongst us. Although we did not listen to what he said, although we did not listen to the words that he spoke, yet a prophet was amongst us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
The Bible, Erava Satania Catelebo Satiniana Matsima Gro, Doja Abrika Divnas, Ate, Ete, Opsa, Titiere Cosa Telebos, Ate, O Satana Caicaneso, Ete Casapina Caroma Satana Bahia. The Lord would say, how long shall we continue to spoil his word? How long shall we continue not to listen to him? There is no fear of God in the people. There is no fear of God amongst the people that say they worship me. There is no fear of God. In the people that say, I am their God. They continue going their own way. They continue being led by their own thoughts, their own programs. What they have decided in themselves is that it is what they continue to do in their lives. Who shall listen to the Holy Spirit? Who shall follow what the Holy Spirit is saying? Many of my children, says the Lord, are grieving the Holy Spirit. They are grieving the Spirit of grace. The Spirit whom the Lord has given you in your life. You are grieving Him. What would you think? Will the Holy Spirit be happy if you do not listen to Him? Would He be happy if you do not follow His leading? Would you be happy if you do not obey the things that He teaches you? The Lord says, go north, but you go south. Many will not listen. Many will not obey the Spirit of God. There is comfort in numbers, they say. There is comfort in numbers, they say. Will the Lord reject all of us as many as we are? Will He? But listen to the word of God. His word, you will not look at His people. The Lord, His standard is His word. What did He say in His word? And are you obeying His word? Many of my children, oh, says the Spirit of grace, they say we are in the times of grace. We are in the times of grace. We are in the times of grace. So we will do what we want. Listen. Does not the word say, shall we continue in sin so that grace may abound? No. Does not the word of God say, the grace of God has appeared to all men, teaching us to deny ungodliness? If truly you have received the grace of God in your life, that grace will teach you to deny ungodliness. That grace will teach you to follow that which is good. That grace will teach you to leave the demands of your flesh behind and to follow what the Spirit of God is saying in your life. How many of his people are being led by the Holy Spirit? Many times, many times the things that we do, have we inquired from him? Have we inquired from him? Have we asked him whether I should do this or I should do not? And my people asked the counsel from me. At one time, the Lord was speaking about the prophets, saying they prophesy, but not from me. They say the Lord has said when he has not spoken. How long shall this continue in the hearts of the prophets? To lie in my name to say the Lord has spoken when he has not spoken. How long shall it continue in the heart of the prophets? But the Lord would say, it's high time that my children listen to my spirit. It's high time. How long shall my people continue to do things for their own selves and not for me? The Bible says, they build their own houses, whilst my house is not built. My house is all, but they build their houses. What does the Lord say? The people put themselves ahead of God. I want you to audit yourself where you are right now. Do you really put the Lord ahead of you? Or do you put yourself ahead of God? Do the desires of God come first before your own desires? Or do you put your own desires first before the desires of God? At one time the Lord said, these people, they worship me. They worship me. What do they worship me with? They worship me with their lips. But their hearts are far away from me. Their heart is far away. But the Lord says, he looks at the heart. The Lord says, I consider the heart. In whatever you do, the Lord considers the heart. I know I'm not being very, very popular right now. But I told you I'd rather be unpopular. I do not want your approval. In what I'm saying, I don't want your approval. But I'm looking for the approval that comes from God. At one time the Lord says, say these words, speak them. Even though they do not hear you, but speak it. Because I know their necks are stiff-necked. You are speaking of these people. He loved Israel. He loved his people. But he knew that his people and his children are stiff-necked. When I speak, the Lord said, they don't listen. When I speak the word of life, they don't listen. They'd rather go their own way than listening and obeying the word that the Lord is saying. And he says, although they are stiff-necked, go and speak it. Go and speak it. I have met here watchmen over the children of Israel, over the house of Israel. You shall hear the word at my mouth, and you shall warn them from me. Whether they will hear, whether they will forbid, I don't know. But go and speak. They shall know that the prophet was among them. After the words that I have spoken catches up with them, they shall know the Lord had sent this man to speak into our lives. You know, the church of today is one of the hardest churches to preach in. Why? Because the church is full of sermon testers. Sermon testers. They come to test the sermon that you are delivering that day. They don't come to hear so that they obey or repent. They come with their tongues out testing. How is the sermon? Is it testing nice? Is it testing good? Do I like it? Sermon testers.
Amen.
But yet the word that is spoken and the word that is preached, they do not hear it. You know what? We don't need any more preachers who are eloquent. Any more preachers who are very good at preparing sermons. Any more preachers that are good at encouraging people. We do not need those. What we need are true believers who will hear the word of God, who will tremble at the word of God, and who will obey God. That's what we need.
Amen.
The Apostle Paul said, I know I'm a weak man. I'm not strong. And the way I speak, the way my body is, I'm very small. I cannot speak like Apollos. But I know the words that I'm speaking, I have heard from God. Ladies and gentlemen, it's not about how good the sermon is. It's not about how good sometimes the minister is. Sometimes it's about you. It's about your heart. Do you have a heart of flesh? Or do you have a heart of stone? A heart of stone is that heart where when the word of God is coming to you, it will be like a tennis ball. It hits your heart and goes straight back to the preacher. The word has no place in you. The word has no place in your heart. You know, some of us have heard so many sermons that you don't listen anymore. You don't listen anymore. There are not too many for you. the Bible says, check yourself. Look at yourself whether you are still in the faith. That's what the Bible says. Whether you are still. Who were in the faith? They were in the faith. They are no longer in the faith. There are many things, my brother, my sister, that can take you away from the faith if you are not careful. Too many. But I have a question for you today. What are you going to choose in your life? What shall you choose in your life? Because we get very, very comfortable in our lives, in our own ways of life, in our own ways of doing things. That we always want to do that. And when the word of God comes in your life, we do not want to change. How long shall you continue in that? I told you that we do not have much time here on earth. We don't have much time.
Amen.
The hour that you lose, you have lost it forever. You cannot redeem it. So the hour that you spend wasting your time doing your own thing, not listening to God, you have lost it. You can never regain it. The time that God has given you to live is ticking down. It's not increasing. It's not constant. If you want to calculate the hours that you have, go and calculate. Maybe I can give you a maximum of 100 years if the grace of God, you know, is in your life. Maybe you would live that long. But go and calculate how many hours you have. And from those hours, every time an hour falls, subtract. This is maybe the time that I have to live. So in the time that you have to live, how much time will you serve God? How much time will you listen to God? How much time will you obey the Spirit of grace? How long shall you continue your own way? You know what? Each and every one of us has a destiny in God. A destiny in God. And God has a plan for your life. My question is, have you found it? And if you have found it, are you following it? Are you listening to the Spirit of God? The Spirit of God, there are things that He will direct you to do. And there are things that He will forbid you to do. My question is, have you obeyed Him? Have you listened to Him? Have you stopped doing that which the Lord said, don't do anymore? Whether the Lord has spoken through His word, through His Spirit, through a preacher, through another brother, or another, have you heard and have you obeyed Him? Many times we want to blame God for the things that go wrong in our lives, yet we have not listened to the Spirit. Many times we do not listen to the advice that the Spirit of God is bringing. The Bible says He shall guide you. How many of us are listening to His guidance and obeying what He is saying in our lives? I taught you the Bible is not enough. This. Without the leading of the Spirit, is not enough. Amen. The word did not say those who read the word, they are the sons of God. No. The word is saying those who are led by the Spirit. And if you are led by the Spirit of God will lead you to this word. The Lord is not saying those who are led by pastors, those who are led by apostles, or those who are led by the prophets. The word of God is not saying that. But the word of God is saying those who are led by His Spirit. How many many of us are lost because we will not listen to the Spirit of God? How many of us are lost because we will not obey what the Spirit of God is saying in our lives? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I don't have many words to say anymore. But I believe anyone who has been born of God, anyone in whom the Spirit of God is, my God, my God, my God, my God. I told you, Paul had already spoken in Romans chapter 8 saying, if you continue obeying your flesh, you shall die. I hear what I say. The word is speaking to Christians, those who have received Jesus. The Bible is saying, if you continue to listen to what the Spirit of God is dictating in your life, you shall die. Now you tell me, what do you desire? Because sometimes, and I think you do not even know the day when you shall go. Many of you, you escaped death by a whisker. You don't know. Sometimes that is God speaking in your life, telling you, you better be careful. You can go anytime. But when you go, where will you be? At what state will you be? What will your relationship be with the Holy Spirit at that moment and at that time? The Bible says, walk in the Spirit. Walk in the Spirit and you shall not fulfill the desires of the flesh. That means if you will not walk in the Spirit, you will fulfill the desires of your God. Why is it? I don't know. Help me, Lord. Why is our flesh so strong that we cannot have the fear of God in our lives? Why is our flesh so strong that we will not listen to you and follow simple instructions? Why? Why? As I'm saying this, I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it right now. Men would rather follow what he wants. Men would rather follow what he desires in his life than to follow what God wants. But Paul at one time he said, I suffered the loss of all things. I suffered the loss of all things so that I may gain Christ. He was very respected among the Jews, among the Pharisees, but he said, I lost all things for the excellence of knowing Christ, for gaining Christ. He said, I lost all things. You tell me, how much are you prepared to lose so that you may gain Christ? I don't know. But I'm leaving this question with how much are you prepared to lose? How much are you prepared to forego that you may gain Christ? All this thing that I'm talking about being led by the Spirit of God, it will not happen, ladies and gentlemen, if we do not sacrifice our time for God. It will not happen if we do not sacrifice our time with God. How much do we spend time with God? Or we love other things more than we love God. And we go after them and we pursue them. And then I start asking questions. What is the Lord showing you in your life? What must you do? And you don't have an answer. It's because you love more, you know, other things more than you love God. Because you tell me, be honest with me, if you loved God more than any other thing, shokora mwari ungashayika mpenyu wako. Utawala kwa mwari ungashayika mpenyu wako. As God. But because we have fellowship with the Spirit of God, you have fellowship with Him, He speaks to you, He shows you things, He tells you what to do, He tells you what not to do, He tells you where you must go, He tells you the next step in your life, He tells you the things that you must stop doing. Because the Spirit of God, what He desires to, is to take you to your destiny. Is to take you where you must go. But how many people who hear the word of God and obey it? How many people still have the fear of God in their lives? At one time, the Lord got you to release this word. Release it, speak it, preach it, teach it. Kune vachanzwa chete. Kune vachanzwa chete. It may not be today. It may not be tomorrow. It may not be next week or next year, but kune vachanzwa chete. Why? Because the word of God has power. It shall accomplish the reason why the Lord has sent it. His word will accomplish that which He has sent it to do. In the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah.
Amen.
Those who are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Ladies and gentlemen, we are sick and tired of Christians being led by the flesh. Christians being led by their own desires. When they go to church, it's about what God is going to give them. It's no longer about the real reason of going to church, so that your soul may be saved. You want to be rich, that's why you go to church. You want the latest car, that's why you are going to church. And the reason you give to the work of God is so that you may be blessed. The reason why you sow in the work of God is so that the Lord may multiply your seed. If we do not speak about sowing so that you may reap, you never give. You never give. Kune zveshuwa anogona kutora $100 yake onokanda mopati basket kana kuti mwari, I'm giving this to your work. Pasina kunziipa unoropafadza. Where are such people? Where are they in the churches? It's because we have corrupted the word of God. We have corrupted it. We have twisted it to suit our own desires. But the Lord is saying, where are they which are led by my Spirit? Where are they? Where are they which shall speak my word without compromise? Where are they which shall speak my word without any hidden agenda? Where are they which shall speak my word? Not because they want to get rich, but they want to bring people into the kingdom. Where are they? And you, if you are a Christian, if you are led by the Spirit, you will do what the Spirit of God wants in your life. You will follow what the Spirit of God desires in your life. What is it that the Spirit of God wants you to do? And have you done it? Have you You must be acquainted with what the Spirit of God desires. Do you know what the Spirit of God desires? Do you know why He came into your life? He's not just there so that you can speak in other tongues. No. He's not just there so that you may feel good. He came for a purpose. He came to win souls. He came to testify about Jesus. But you tell me, if the Spirit of God is leading you, have you testified the name of Jesus? If He's in your life, have you shared the gospel? But audit yourself in the time that you spend. Audit yourself in the things that you do. Are you being led by the Spirit of God? I feel I'm done. I want you to stand up on your feet. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I have delivered the words that you gave me. He who will hear, let him hear. But I have delivered what you have given me. Grant us therefore the grace, O God, to obey your word. Grant us the grace therefore, Father God, to listen to the Holy Spirit and follow him and obey him in our lives. Give us the grace of God. Go before the Lord with your life. My God. As the heavens are high above the earth, so are your ways higher over the garden house. So are your thoughts higher than our thoughts.
Why is repentance so hard in our lives?
Why is it so hard for us to repent? Why is it so hard, oh Father God, for us to realize the wrong that we do? Why is it you cannot find it in our hearts? Oh Father God, to acknowledge the wrong that we do in our lives. And to say, the Lord of all life, forgive us. And to say, the Lord of all life, have mercy on us. Many times, my God, ministries about ourselves. Ministries about ourselves. It's not about you. It's not about what you desire. It's not about what you are saying. It's not about what you want to see. It's about what we want to see. It's about what we want to hear. It's about what you want to experience. But what you want to see, Lord, what is it that you want to experience? What is it that you want to open the God in us? Shall we overcome or
not?
If we are not led by the Spirit, shall we overcome?